We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Friday before the first game of three against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Probably going to be a pretty fun weekend around here. Joined by first baseman Yonder Alonso. We're going to put him on the old Cholula hot seat. You can handle it. Don't worry. So Yonder's with us. Hey, man, unbelievable first couple of weeks for you. You're hitting 400. That, I feel like that's a good place to start. You look down, and I know it's, you know, only 50, whatever, 60 at-bats. But, you know, you get to look down at the stat sheet and a 400 batting average. That's a healthy-looking number.
Yeah, I mean, not really looking at the stats or anything like that. You know, for me, it's just taking it one day at a time. You know, just not trying to put any pressure on myself, knowing that, you know, we have such a good lineup that if I just do my little part, it's just going to be enough. So, for me, it's just getting good at bats, being consistent day in and day out. And honestly, just having, you know, Matt and Justin being the leaders of this offense. I mean, I keep saying it and saying it and saying it, but, you know, these two guys are obviously guys that have been there before, and they've obviously done a tremendous job throughout the years, obviously in a professional level. And, you know, we're gurus, man. I mean, these guys are hours and hours in the cage or hours and hours watching film and just going over different scenarios, different things. And, you know, anytime you get to hang out with any of those guys, something has to stick, right? And for me, it's just taking it, like I said, one day at a time, being consistent and going out there and enjoying the game and making sure my preparation is good. But, you know, once the game starts, it's just have fun and compete.
You mentioned all those things that Justin and Matt bring. Anything that surprised you? You know, maybe that you thought about these guys and it ends up being completely different?
You know, there's so many things. I think every day I feel like I learn something new from these guys. For me, it's obviously, I think, you know, me hanging around more with Matt, just knowing that the way he takes his work, going about his business, you know, he's such a competitor, student of the game. And for me, I felt like sometimes you get caught up in just the game itself and, you know, the way these guys play the game. But you realize a lot of the things they're able to do is because of, you know, how they study the game. And these guys are just guys that are day in, day out, again, studying. You know, if they're, you know, these guys, once the game's over and you go home, it's not done. I mean, they're out there still looking at film, still doing the things they got to do to prepare themselves for the next day. And, you know, those are things that has, you know, I've kind of added to my thing just because, you know, these guys want to win, and we sure definitely want to win. So, you know, we have fun. We definitely have a lot of fun. But the preparation part is something that's very special to watch on a daily basis.
It's always neat talking to a guy who's hitting 400. And I know you're not caught up in the stats, and he just wants to talk about what other people are doing and how they're helping. How has it changed for you in the lineup, though? I mean, just sort of game to game.
Well, you know, I've always said it. I don't care where I hit. I don't care. I really don't care. For me, is just doing my part wherever I'm at. You know. But they've definitely helped me, like I said, on the preparation part, obviously. But, you know, even like in the games, man. Even game in the middle of the game, they'll say, you know, different things here and there, and just trying to pick up on things. And you know, these guys are, you know, not only them too. I mean, Will Middlebrooks and Myers and, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, these guys, Norris is a very bright guy, Derek, not only from a catching level, but as a hitter, I feel like he can let, you know, sequences and things like that on opposing pitchers, which is tough. I mean, it's really hard to sometimes, like a guy like Derek, you know, in charge of the whole pitching staff and things like that, going out of his way and making sure other hitters are aware of what that opposing pitcher is doing. So, you know, it's a team concept. It's a team mentality. And I think, you know, all 25 guys have bought in. Everybody has bought in. And when you have 25 guys that buy in, it makes for a pretty fun season.
Yonder Alonso's with us on the Cholula hot seat. You know, you said for you, kind of individually taking an at-bat at a time, a game at a time, really trying to stay narrowly focused. What about from a team standpoint? Is there a lot of talk about, hey, this series or this road trip or this homestand?
Pitch to pitch, man.
Yeah.
I think if you get caught up in tomorrow, if you get caught up on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, you know, you're in the your frame of mind is in the wrong place. I mean, I feel like you need to worry about your preparation for right now. And I feel like I'm a hard believer, and I'm a big believer in just worrying about the present, you know, not worrying about your past or your future. For me, I just worry about myself right now and what's going on right now and preparing myself for today. But I think all 25 guys, and including the coaching staff, is feeling the same way. We just worry about today, worry about getting a W any way how, and go from there.
Talk about something you said a moment ago about, you know, getting all 25 guys to buy in. And obviously, I guess it's really more than 25, because like you just said, the coaches and guys are going to come back and forth, you know, from AAA or whatever. Where does that start? I mean, it doesn't happen every place.
Where does that start? I think it starts early on in spring training, first day of spring. I mean, I feel like, you know, you have to kind of, you know, give your body and your soul and your mind to 25 guys wanting the same thing. I mean, I feel like I'm a true believer. If we're all pulling the same rope, the same way, we're most likely gonna win that challenge, right? With another team maybe pulling on different ends or different places. So, you know, we have an opportunity, and I feel like everybody here understands the opportunity and embraces the opportunity. And you know, once you embrace that and you really challenge yourself on a daily basis, you know, given the opportunity or whatever's in front of you. You take it and you run with it.
You've been here for a few years now, which makes you like one of the guys that's been around for a long time.
I know, my girlfriend said that, and she's like, man, you're a veteran. And I was like, chill, you know, I'm 28 years old, but I have been here, yeah.
Yes, so you've seen Petco, you know, you've seen it looking some different ways this year. I know it's only the one homestand so far. But what about the atmosphere so far this year?
Oh, man, it's great. It's electric, you know. We were on the road for how many days?
Seven days,
and I was dying to get home. I mean, dying to get home in every aspect of what being home is all about. It's just been great. I mean, the fans are great. The fans are you know, ecstatic, and they're excited for obviously the team we have and the way we've competed and the way we've played. And hopefully it stays like this all year, because you know, it's a true help. It definitely makes us go. It makes us go on a different level at times, and anytime we have our fans behind us, it's great.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Yonder doesn't want to talk about the numbers, which I understand, but I'll talk about them briefly. He could sit there and smile if he likes, or he doesn't have to smile. Six-game hitting streak during which he's hitting 500, 11 for 22.
Man, don't jinx me, man.
No, no jinxes here. This is just good stuff. All right, we'll talk more about it. How about when you're not here? I'll go over all the detailed numbers without Yonder after this break. Real quick, though, as you and I are probably the only two people in San Diego to care about what's happening in Coral Gables this weekend. Miami FSU, big series
Miami
on the
FSU,
diamond.
Miami FSU, it's a special series. Ron Frazier is having a statue. They're going to put a statue of him. So that's very neat and special. And, you know, anytime you got Miami FSU in any contest, any sport, it's always a good one.
Two of the top teams in the nation this year, college baseball. Always good to catch up with you. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. No problem.
We'll go over all those really exciting Yonder Alonso numbers after this when he is
no longer sitting.
He can close his ears and pretend like it's not happening. All right, that's Yonder Alonso on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. One more thing before we take a break. I want to remind you that as your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. More Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio at Petco Park right after this.